The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you have kids and you've let them touch your phone or any device you have, or otherwise, they have no doubt spent money that was yours that maybe you didn't have, certainly that they didn't have, like this kid featured on Inside Edition.
Forget about DoorDash. This is Window Dash. Watch as a delivery guy makes his way to the side of a house and hands a bag of food up to a window.
Oh, what the heck?
Okay, this isn't like some four-year-old who accidentally. This is a kid that's old enough.
And it wasn't an accident.
No. This kid's, probably 13 or something.
It's 2:30 in the morning. And here's who placed the order. He's just 12 years old. Devin Mercer had stayed up late playing video games and got hungry. So he downloaded the DoorDash app.
He's like, I'm no noob.
Placed a McDonald's order.
Why didn't you just go downstairs and get an apple from the fridge?
Because a Big Mac's better.
Devin. Oh, this kid's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Great parenting.
Can't believe they put that in the news story.
Right? Yeah, I know. I'm surprised too.
Devin showed us how he waved from his bedroom window in Oregon to get the delivery guy's attention.
Good thing they had him reenact it. We never would have known what that looked like.
It was on the Ring camera. They showed the real one 5 seconds ago.
I love it.
Right? Or on some sort of camera.
Devin showed us how he walked to the window.
Why were you trying to get his attention?
Because if I went out the front door, the alarm would go off.
These are not necessary questions, sir. I mean, all you have to do is watch the video and you know exactly why he's waving and where he's at and what's happening.
I've got this investigative journalism degree and I'm going to put it to use. Yeah.
He's like, this is my big chance. This is the most interesting interview I've had in a year.
Why didn't you get an apple? Because he wants a Big Mac, dummy.
And I just said, hey, come over here. Thank you.
Devin's mom was
that
sleeping.
Is amazing.
At least he said thank you.
I love this kid.
A little bit of credit.
Yeah.
Honestly, seeing that guy black and white, I'm surprised that he wasn't worried it was a sting.
Oh yeah.
I mean that is. Yeah.
What is the guy's name? Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a seat right here?
Yeah.
Was sleeping and
can
he
I take your picture.
Was sleeping and he thought he pulled off his clandestine plan, but. He didn't realize the security camera was recording. She saw the alert in the morning.
Watching the video of a man in my lawn, I was very concerned and nervous. There were some questions when
I had just ordered a boy on Tinder.
Yeah. I'm looking for a dad for him.
At least this guy's got a job, unlike my ex.
That deadbeat.
Nervous. There were some questions when he woke up. First, look at this. Tell me what is going on.
What's going on is a late night Big Mac attack.
Well, I have to ask you, Devin, how was the Big Mac?
It was really good. It was worth it.
Thank you.
I think what troubles me is they said he downloaded the DoorDash app. Did he also steal mom's credit card? It doesn't just come with a credit card preloaded.
Oh, I bet that it's one of those things where it's like... iCloud accounts are shared, so all he had to do was log in, and it's already got mom's info stored.
Hardly a perfect crime, but I bet you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. Never had anything like that.
No.
Not order. I had kids order a lot of Roblox.
We've had movies.
Lots of video games.
When Evelyn was young, she grabbed onto the remote control, and it was in, I don't know, the...
Disney app or something, and she bought a couple of movies.
When one of our oldest was 9 or 10, I gave him my password to buy something specific. And about a month later, there was $85 worth of Robux bought instead of the whatever.
My God.
And when I went back to him, he said, the temptation just got the best of me. I knew this was coming. Yeah. I'm so sorry. And so I said, okay. And so he got, you know, whatever punishment he got. And then it was a long time after that that a similar situation came up. And I thought, well, he had learned his lesson. And so he needed something more urgently. And I said, hey, well, I can give you my password again. He goes, you can't do it. You can't do it. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I can't be trusted. Do not give it to me. So, okay. I appreciate your honesty. This text came in from the 217. Hello, Illinois. My four-year-old just recently ordered this $2,500 lifetime swing set from Amazon. What sucks is we had already ordered a smaller version for $1,500, but this one showed up first. So I guess we're keeping this one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's $2,500.
Yeah, that kid knew you were cheaping out.
Yeah. I don't want the little one. I want the big one.
I want the one with two slides.
I think the 90s, early 2000s, like millennial kid version of this was when your parents would tell you, yeah, you can buy that CD, but you have to get like the clean version. And then you'd walk in to whatever your little CD store was in the mall. And then they'd have all the explicit versions right there in the front because that's the better CD. And then you walk over and you act like you're getting the radio-friendly one, but you buy the explicit one. And when you show your parents, you put your little thumb over the corner where it says explicit. And you're like, yeah, I got it. And my parents caught me so many times because then I'd go in my room and just put it in my little radio and put the CD in there and just start blasting cuss words and, you know, sex moves I didn't understand anything about. And my parents were like, nope, and break the CD.
You're like, I'll show you, brain. We'll learn all these sexes.
I want the CD with all the stickers on it, covering up all the bad things in the album art that say X-rated or whatever.
This text from Maine. My daughter got on my eBay app and bought around 25 Care Bears.
Aw.
Oh,
you let her keep those.
Yeah. How much could that have been?
25.
Well, depends on which ones they are.
$100.
Probably
this one
lot.
Hurts. My kid got a phone and spent $400 on episodes of Pawn Stars.
Oh no!
Not even a good show.
No.
My stepson spent $9. That is nine. Spent $500 on Fortnite skins.
I think the video game skins are the most aggravating.
It is.
Because they're just so pointless.
Because they don't do anything, right?
No,
they just change
just
the look of it.
Oh, look, I can have a different shirt for dollars, like real dollars. No, man.
Let's get to Chessy in Virginia. Hi, Chessy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What did your Virginia do? I'm sorry, what did your...
Well, my Virginia.
What did your nephew
do? Nothing, I promise.
What'd your Virginia do?
Chessy, I see you're calling from nephew.
He spent $6,000 on my mom's credit card on Roblox in-app purchases. So, like, his grandma.
$6,000?
In what time frame?
Purchases? Oh, my God.
In what time frame?
Yeah. Probably like 3 days. Yeah, because I worked at a bank and she's like, can you help me dispute this? So I did the right thing and took her card and started spending it.
How much did they forgive?
I think like 3,000 and the rest was like, you know, hey, it was in his care and you allowed it, you know?
Oh, man, because they don't have to. Thanks, sir. Enjoy a beautiful nephew.
No, they don't.
We had a couple of those, and they were like, no, we have no proof that you bought it. And
it must be so common on on the iCloud app that is actually one of the reasons when you dispute a charge, it'll say like a child made this purchase or a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was one of the options that you select.
They know.
Yeah.
I mean, and for something like Robux, where the company didn't generate anything or make anything, they didn't have to ship anything to you.
No, they simply
you
forwarded
can get the
you,
money back.
They forwarded you something.
This one, back when AOL was pay by the hour, I didn't know what that meant. So I ran up $200 on my dad's credit card trying to wait for things to download. Freebeer just dubbed a new word with fort skins. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine. Oh, yeah, my son got this new fort skin. How?
Yeah. Did he order it? Yeah. You know, I just gave him my credit card.
Fort skins. Man, when you asked Jesse what his Virginia did.
Really got you, huh?
That was pretty funny.
What'd your Virginia do? Over there, nephew.
Have any of you tried the honey packet sex trend?
I don't
know.
I don't believe I have.
I would if somebody wanted to have sex with me.
Hey-o.
Dang it. Hey.
Hi-yo.
Steve looks so sad. You don't need to be sad high-fiving that.
I know.
There are two people in this room not getting laid.
It's Kelly and Malin.
It is. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I just wanted to have that pregnant pause. And then I said it. And did you hear Maitland's response?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You need to let the air out of your grape nuts
bag.
Oh,
my God.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I don't know what that
what?
Means.
I like grape nuts.
Let the air out of your grape nuts bag. God, watch your language.
There's a mouthy version in the text line I need to hit up.
What's the matter, Steve?
Do you think, like, when you talk?
Just in general.
You'd be surprised how much thought went into that.
That really tickled.
You need to take the corned beef off that airplane, right? Hey-o. Hey-o. Jingle out.
You don't want an answer, right?
Kitty cat pop rocks.
My theory is that I've established enough that I am a rural rube and use enough old-timey phrases that I try to slip as many in as possible during the day, and I try to make up some along the way and see if I can get away with them. And if I had just kept going, I still wouldn't have gotten away with that one because it was really stupid.
Yeah. I'm onto your game. I like to think that I catch a lot of them. I'm sure I don't catch them all.
No, and you trying to catch them has made it more fun for me because it never used to be that fun because I'd do it and everybody'd be like, oh, there goes another Rube statement. Nobody'd say anything. But now it's like a little game. How far can I push it before Steve goes, wait a minute, that's not a phrase old people say.
Bingo pongo, down goes the elevator.
Hey.
Oh, you know what they say.
He does say bingo bango a lot, though.
Okay.
You do.
This isn't a Wikipedia entry.
Speaking of, I did ask, what's it mean to let the air out of your grape nuts bag to Google?
Mm-hmm.
And it says it likely refers to removing excess air from the cereal bag to prevent it from becoming stale or damaged. It's done by squeezing the bag to expel air and then sealing it up tightly.
Mm.
Makes total sense.
It does when you look at it that way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go.
I'll see you on the beaches of Nephew.
Today's show.
I did the old-timey voice.
Yeah, you need to. You got to. Yeah, you got
to. See you on the beaches of Nephew. We waved goodbye to that ship for a good 4 days.